Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Farm Futures magazine today released its latest planting intentions for new crop corn and soybeans. Farm Futures estimates 2014 soybean intentions at a record 82.93 million acres that would easily be an all-time high in the United States. If achieved, seedings would be up 8.4% over last year's total. All key states showed increases, with some of the biggest switches possible in Illinois, where farmers pushed corn on corn in recent years to capture profits from the ethanol boom. Farm Futures estimates that corn planting intentions could fall to 92.06 million acres. That's down 3.5% from last year's lower than expected total, when farmers failed to put in more than 3.5 million acres of corn due to wet, cold conditions. China's manufacturing fell to an 8-month low in March, in another sign of slowing growth in the world's number two economy. The preliminary version of HSBC's Purchasing Managers Index released today fell to 48.1% from February's 48.5%. Readings above 50 indicate expansion. Factory output in China shrank at the fastest pace in 18 months. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 16,343. It's up 41 points. The NASDAQ, 4251, down 24. The S&P 500 is 1865, and it is down almost 1 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Cold weather will continue across the Midwest for another few days, and it looks as though there will be a restricted amount of precipitation for a little while. We'll expect to see the morning temperatures today starting out from the teens and 20s across a big part of the Midwest, and then we'll work our way up into some temperatures that are still going to be notably below average for this time of the year. And by that, I'm talking about afternoon readings that will run mostly in the 20s and 30s across the northern parts of the Midwest, and 30s and 40s in the south. Tomorrow, a little reinforcing shot of cold air will come across the region. We'll likely see the afternoon temperatures in the teens and 20s again across the Great Lakes region, with some 20s and 30s expected in the south. A handful of lower 40s will still be possible. The big warm-up that everybody's waiting for will start to kick in the latter part of this week. It'll probably struggle a little bit. Looks like there's going to be a little minor cool-off that will take place in the middle of the warming trend. We'll look for the afternoon temperatures, though, on Wednesday to run mostly in the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest, while some 40 and 50 degree readings occur in the southern parts of the region. Some temperature extremes up over 60 degrees will occur in parts of Nebraska and Kansas on that afternoon. And as we go into Thursday, that's when that little secondary batch of cooling comes across the region. The lower parts of the Midwest will see 50 and some lower 60 degree highs, but the north will cool back into some 20s and 30s both Thursday and Friday. And this lower Midwest will probably see another day of cooling after that, and then we'll likely see everybody warm up more dramatically. So we get into the weekend and the early part of next week, a big part of the Midwest will start to rise above average on temperatures, and we'll expect to see the readings by this time next week to run primarily in the 40s and 50s across the uppermost parts of the region, while 60 and perhaps a few near 70 degree readings will occur across the southern parts of the region. A strong low pressure system will evolve late Sunday and Monday in the plains, and there's a good chance will throw more 70 degree temperatures up further to the north across the lower Midwest during the early part of next week, and there might even be some temperatures near or slightly over 80 degrees in a few Kansas and Missouri locations and down in cross parts of the Delta. We'll watch for that. That's obviously a week away. Plenty of time for things to change, but it looks like the low pressure system that will help pump up all the warmth into the region by this time next week will be strong enough to cause a great amount of wind as well. And then we'll likely see a strong cold front come through the region as we get into the Tuesday, Wednesday time period next week, and likely bring some significant thunderstorm activity to at least the eastern portions of the Midwest. There's a lot of talk about not much precipitation occurring in hard red winter wheat country over the coming week to 10 days. There is a disturbance that will move some shower activity through the region probably late Wednesday into Thursday. The precipitation, though, will miss the southwestern portions of the plains where it's been so dry, including West Texas and areas northward into western Kansas and southeastern Colorado. That same disturbance, though, will spread rain across a big part of the Midwest as we move from Wednesday night and most likely Thursday into early Friday. Everybody should pick up on a little bit of rain with that event, but it won't be heavy. Probably a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch will result. We'll expect that frontal system and the associated precipitation to move out of the region. We'll start a period of more frequent shower and thunderstorm activities. We move through the first week in April. Doesn't look like there'll be much in the way of excessive rains, although right now it looks like some of the northern parts of the Midwest may see more moisture than the south. But because this event is still a week away, we'll have to continue to watch it rather carefully. The temperatures will be warmer by us next week, but no excessive heat is expected except for those days I already mentioned as we get towards the first part of the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 781.5, down 8.5. Soft May, 704.25, up 11. May corn, 486.25, up 7.25. December, 485, up 5. May soybeans, 1414, up 5.25. But they've been as high today as 1432.75. November, 1177.25, up 0.5. May soybean meal, 457.40, up 1.50. May soybean oil, 41.04, up 2 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for asking on a Monday. We have had quite the volatile trading session in soybeans this far, and it's the only morning.
quite a rally overnight, early this morning, I guess you'd say, and then as the morning wore on, it kind of faded a little bit. Now just kind of hanging in there with some slight gains in the first couple nearby months, and now the story's kind of switching to the wheat market perking up to double-digit gains here as we talk, and that's helping pull corn up a little bit here this morning, Dave. Watching May corn around that 489, 490 mark, kind of draw a line across that level here the last couple weeks. It's been able to hold, but we'll watch that today and see if we can get through that or not. But it seems to be more of a wheat story right now.
Farm futures, on the other hand, this morning threw down the gauntlet again on soybeans. 82.93 million acres were a week out from the planting intentions report. Certainly that's going to be a trading feature this week.
Yeah, I think that's right. As we get closer to that, by the end of the week, we'll be preparing ourselves, at least the traders will, for those numbers. A lot of numbers out on Monday at 11 o'clock. And, you know, grain stocks is also pivotal a number here, especially on old crop, to see what they do with stocks, how much beans we got laying around. And that's obviously helped fuel the rally here. From that 1250 mark up to, you know, this 1450 mark, just the tight ending stocks. And also be interesting to see what they decide on corn and how they monitor second quarter feed use. That's also going to be a little telling too, Dave.
Are you going to spread the market this week? Is that what you anticipate?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to watch. You know, we've got this May-July corn spread into this 4 to 5 cent area, you know, with full carry, you know, only around 50-60% of that. So it's been an interesting dynamic here this spring on spreads, and I think the spread markets at least are kind of waiting to see what those stocks numbers say and exactly how much corn USDA thinks we have on hand. And, you know, still got some corn to buy from the producer here. That's been a little quieter here recently, so, you know, that's also going to impact kind of what we see on basis and spreads. See in Iowa, corn basis firm up a little bit here this morning. So it's going to be kind of an interesting watch. And at least on in our environment on the elevator side, it's stocks number is probably going to be more interesting to watch than the plantings at this point.
Now there's about 100 million bushels of corn that are unaccounted for off of last quarter's report.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find some of that back in this report or not. And obviously, as you know, Dave, the grain stocks report has been a challenge based on what traders think versus what the USDA says. So we'll see if that comes to fruition again this time.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You
Bye
too.
Bye.
Aaron Curtis of Midco. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 487, up 8. July, 491 and a quarter, up 7 and a half. December's 485 and three quarters, up 5 and three quarters. May soybeans are 1415 and three quarters, up 7. July, 1386, up 3 and three quarters. November, 1179, up 1 and three quarters. May soybean meal, 458.10, up 220. May soybean oil, 4102. It is unchanged. May hard red winter wheat is 783 and three quarters, down 6 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.